Good morning. The upper-level storm that has dominated our weather over the past 36 hours will continue to spin overhead. Its associated cool pool of air has kept precipitation going overnight and in some cases now early this morning, mainly as rain showers in the valley locations and some wet snow across the higher terrain. In fact, some folks are waking up to a coating of wet snow on grassy surfaces this morning across the higher elevations as temperatures are starting off in the lower and middle 30s. We'll continue to see the precipitation diminish early this morning in both coverage and intensity. However, clouds will be tough to shake for a while. We may get some bright spots this afternoon, but with the cold pool of air overhead, those sunny breaks will tend to fill in pretty quickly. The result will be mostly cloudy skies and a couple of passing showers through the afternoon hours and cooler than normal temperatures with highs in the middle and upper 40s. That upper level disturbance will tend to pivot out of the region but not move too far off the coast on Wednesday. We'll go with a mix of sun and clouds and dry weather, so with a bit more sun, high temperatures should reach to about 50. A storm system pushing up the eastern seaboard will pivot around the upper level disturbance and bring the whole thing back toward us on Thursday. Any sunshine will give way to increasing clouds from the northeast, and there is the chance of showers, especially in New England, by the end of the day. Highs on Thursday will be in the lower 50s. That system will dumbbell through Thursday night and leave us mainly dry for Friday and Saturday. And finally, it looks like that whole disturbance will push out over the Canadian Maritimes, leaving us dry into the beginning of the weekend. Highs will start to climb into the lower and middle 50s. A front will approach from the west on Sunday with a chance of showers by the end of the day, but temperatures out ahead of this front should push readings towards 60 on Sunday afternoon. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, active weather is expected ahead of an area of low pressure to forecast and move into the lower Mississippi Valley and across the southeast today. Thunderstorms are expected to develop and will likely produce heavy rain and the potential for localized flash flooding. Some of the storms could become severe for portions of the southeast from southern Alabama, southern Georgia, far northern Florida, into far southern South Carolina. Strong wind gusts and hail are the primary concerns, although there could be a few tornadoes as well. Meanwhile, large portions of the country over the next couple of days will be in a cool spring weather pattern as upper-level lows are anchored across the Pacific Northwest and here in the Northeast. These upper lows will keep temperatures below average in these areas, while the Gulf Coast into Florida will see temperatures much above average through today. The upper lows will also support heavy snow from the Cascades of Washington and Oregon into the northern Rockies. Snow totals over the next couple of days will be in the 1 to 2 foot range across these areas. At Mount Washington this morning, 50 miles visibility with light snow showers and 15 degrees with an east wind at 14 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly sunny and 34 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy with light rain and 39 degrees, the dew point 34, 82% relative humidity. Calm wind and the barometer at 30.04 inches and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 95 degrees at Immokalee, Salt Springs, Astor, and De Leon Springs in Florida to a low of 2 below zero at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with a few showers in the upper 40s. Boston, mostly cloudy with a few showers in the lower 40s. And Buffalo, also cloudy with a few showers and highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday, 47 degrees, the low 39. The average temperature, 43, that's 2 degrees above normal. 0.14 of an inch of rain yesterday, no snowfall, still 6.4 inches for the month and 48.7 inches for the season, which is 9 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 51 degrees, the average low, 31. The record high, 89, set in 1998, and the record low, 12, in 1923. Sunrise this morning was at 6:38 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:21 p.m. 12 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a few showers today and highs in the mid-40s. Becoming partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with a few showers today and highs in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with a few showers today and highs in the mid-40s. Becoming partly cloudy tonight, lows around 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, a few showers today with highs in the mid-40s. Becoming partly cloudy tonight, lows around 30. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a few showers today, highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy near 50. Increasing clouds with late-day showers in New England on Thursday, lower 50s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday and Saturday, lower to mid-50s. Increasing clouds with late-day showers possible Sunday near 60, and increasing sunshine in the upper 50s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.